USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that President Trump's bid to rescind the DACA program was unlawful, dealing a blow to the president on a signature domestic policy issue. For now, those immigrants retain their protections from deportation and their authorization to work in the United States. Slightly fewer unemployment claims were filed last week than the week before. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
In the Thursday morning report, the U.S. Labor Department said about 1.5 million laid-off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week, the latest figure marking the 11th straight weekly decline in applications since they peaked at nearly 7 million in March when the coronavirus was shutting down much of the economy. The decline was much smaller, though, this time than in recent weeks.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The attorney for a former Atlanta police officer facing a charge of felony murder in the shooting death of Rayshard Brooks is telling Fox News that the district attorney made several false claims in his statements on Wednesday. Lance LaRusso, attorney for that officer, says,
Mr. Brooks was not running away. Mr. Brooks turned and offered extreme violence towards a uniformed law enforcement officer. If he was able to deploy the taser, it would incapacitate Officer Rolfe through his body armor, and at that point, if he decided to disarm another officer, he would be in possession of a firearm.
Former Officer Garrett Rolfe did turn himself into police. United Airlines says anyone who refuses to wear a mask on their flights will be placed on a restricted list and banned. The new policy takes effect on Thursday. The cases of anyone being banned will be reviewed. Other major airlines have required passengers to wear masks, but have not detailed any sanctions for those who refuse to do so. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Justice Department has filed an emergency application for a restraining order to stop the release of John Bolton's memoir. President Trump on Fox News tells Sean Hannity that his former national security advisor...
He broke the law. Very simple. I mean, as much as it's going to be broken, this is highly classified. That's the highest stage. It's highly classified information. And he did not have approval. That's come out now very loud and very strong.
The CEO and founder of Netflix is making a big donation to black colleges. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has the details.
Reed Hastings and his wife Patty donated $120 million to the United Negro College Fund, Spelman College, and Morehouse College. It's the largest ever gift to support scholarships at historically black colleges and universities. Hastings told CBS News he wanted to go big.
This year, with a tragedy in America and everyone feeling hopeless, we realized this is the time to do something bigger and to really try to bring the HBCU story front and center.
The donation comes as protests against racial inequality and police brutality has taken place across the country. Hastings has a $5.3 billion worth, according to Bloomberg. He hopes his donation would lead other wealthy individuals to give to HBCUs. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Thank you and welcome to the team, Kenneth. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.